Hey, we got Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle on the horn. Lots of requests to find out what's happening with the ice and fishing reports on Little Bay to Knox. So, what do you know, Chris?
Well, as far as the ice goes, both north and south of Gladstone, we're hearing a minimum of 8 to 9 inches for the most part. They're taking quads pretty much all over the place, snowmobiles. I've heard of a few small trucks going out on the ice out in front of Kipling. I wouldn't be real comfortable recommending doing that just yet, but maybe after the weekend here, I wouldn't be too surprised to hear that there's quite a few vehicles out on the ice north of Gladstone, at least.
You mean trucks?
Full-size trucks, yep.
Wow, it just seems early for that with the way things have been going. But I guess, you know, we've got
a little
degree.
Bit, but we're making good ice here now with this last stretch of good cold weather here, and it's going to be good and cold all through the weekend yet, so... Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of snow on the ice to insulate it, so she should be making real good ice right now.
All right, so let's do a recap. How far south is the ice again?
You can go about as far south as the Terrace Bay Inn. South of that was open water just a few days ago. It did skim over here in the last couple of days. I'm not sure how far south that ice has gone, but it's not safe. Basically, any ice that's south of the Terrace right now is unsafe yet.
Okay. Where are the hot spots for fishing right now, you know, like which reefs and drop-offs and things like that?
Well, as far as the walleyes go, there really hasn't been one particular hot spot. Overall, so far, the walleye fishing's been unusually slow for this time of year. You know, most everybody's picking up one here, one there, but no real hot spots. I guess if I had to pick one general area that's maybe doing a little bit better than others, I'd have to say in around second and third reef.
Mm.
And it sounds like the tip of fishing with suckers has been a little bit more productive than jigging has been.
No kidding.
It's not too unusual here.
Well, the walleye might not be cooperating on Little Bay to Knock right now. However, the perch fishing has been much better. And something else unusual has been on fire. So stay tuned for details on that and more as we continue with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.